Hello everyone, we're back for this bonus episode of The Good Stuff. I'm your host Hugo.
I'm Eloise.
And I'm Deborah, and we're so excited to present a special episode for you today in an attempt to lighten up your Monday.
I'm so excited to be back, guys, and to reveal what's on the agenda today.
But first, Hugo, you've got something special, as always.
Of course I do. The Higgle has returned.
It's been so long, Hugo. Almost too long.
He's actually been making up Higgles between podcasts. He loves it. It's now an ongoing thing in our family that Hugo does his Higgle.
Well, it's back and it's got more bark than ever. Can you guess what it is? Don't forget to play along at home. What animal keeps the best time?
Well, we'll reveal the answer at the end of the podcast, as always.
So, as you might have guessed it, this week we're talking about dogs. That little hint about the bark, I hopefully got it for you. And we've got our favourite dog, Winston, the fifth member of our house.
Believe it or not, there's so many amazing parallels between humans and dogs.
Did you know that dogs release oxytocin in their brains, the love hormone, when we look at them?
Absolutely. And did you guys know that there is research out there to prove that children who grow up with dogs have less allergies, which is great for you guys.
Oh, I have so many allergies.
You still have a few allergies, so imagine what might happen if you didn't have a dog. And this is because we're sharing more healthy bacteria with our dogs. So every time they give us a lick, they're helping build our immune systems.
Dogs are about 200,000 times more sensitive to smells than us as humans.
That's crazy, isn't it? And I think it's fair to say they're pretty amazing animals. Now, this week we met with one's very special dog and his owner, Rowan Sanderson, who is part scientist and part nutritionist at the raw dog food company, Bella & Duke. Here's what he had to say. So tell us a little bit about some of the amazing facts that you've learned about dogs.
Well, dogs walk amongst us every day, and little do we realise they've actually got some superpowers. So a dog has about 300 million olfactory receptors in its brain. So the bits of in its brain which actually can detect smell, it has 50 to 60 more than most humans. But because they actually use that data a lot more cleverly than we do, they've actually got 10,000 times greater sense of smell than we have, which is phenomenal when you think about it. So if you imagine walking into your garden, your dog could pretty much smell one rotten apple in a barrel of 2 million apples.
That's amazing. And is that why they use sniffer dogs to check for bombs and to check for anything else that is not allowed to be transported? And that's essentially why, because they can sniff out things like that.
Yeah, it is. It's an often overlooked superpower. And I've got some friends who are working at the University of Helsinki, and they're using dogs to smell potential cancer molecules in samples before the machines can even detect it, which means they can treat it before it's actually even happening. I mean, how magical is that?
I live with cancer, but my dog knows when I'm ill and when I'm not ill. But I think, I believe a little bit in that he came to me for a reason, and he did come to me when I had 100%. Cancer. And as a result, actually, when I'm at my lowest and actually cancer is most active in my body, he is the closest to me. And I haven't said anything. I haven't changed my behaviour. I think he smells something on me. And then when I'm actually okay, he goes and chases birds in the garden. He does something totally different. I don't know whether I just am reading too much into it, but I honestly believe that he just senses it.
I do 100%, and I think it's through sense of smell, but I think they're also really sensitive to your emotional state. Now, the human heart can give out an electrical signal which can be detected by up to 20 feet away. And I have a personal theory that dogs can feel that. So if you're a little bit run down and you might be in fight or flight or a bit stressed, your dog, as your companion, your dog thinks, my number one job is to look after this person. So they're going to try and be near you and be there and support you.
Talking about like how dogs can help out and like sense when things are wrong with people, how can dogs like help out the blind?
This is a really good question, Hugo. And did you know that the Labradoodle, the Australian service dog, was actually largely developed to actually help blind people or visually impaired people who had dog allergies. And because they don't drop dog hair, it means that people are a lot less sensitive to them. So they can have a dog as a companion to help them without having an allergic reaction. Now, that's not always strictly true because some people are allergic to other parts. So how can they help them? Well, they can help them cross roads. And a friend of mine worked with training guide dogs, and he told me they even train the dog to know how tall the person is they're looking after so that they can avoid them bumping into signs or doorways. It's not just thinking about itself. It's always thinking about the other person, which means they can steer them through crowds, across roads, look after them, but also provide them companionship.
There's therapy dogs as well that will actually go into hospitals and actually help to calm patients. There's a dog called Rolo, I think.
Yeah,
who does that really well. So dogs can be used in all different settings to help people in their daily lives, can't they?
Oh, golly. And we've been companions for maybe 40,000 years. So we have kind of co-evolved together. And they help us in numerous ways, whether it's making the office a better place, providing companionship for kids. When you think that we originally started off as kind of making the team stronger, our tribe stronger, they helped us hunt. We gave them food and security and warmth so we could all survive the winter. And gradually, slowly but surely, we've all evolved together over 25,000 years, which is why we share a lot of the same bacteria in our guts. So a lot of studies now which are indicating that children who grow up with dogs and pets in the household have better immune systems and are less likely to have allergies.
Oh, well, that's good, kids.
Yeah. What kind of emotions do dogs have?
Ooh. Now, given we've evolved over so many thousands of years, if you think about it, almost as long as farming's existed, it's crazy, or even a little bit longer. So we've got lots of the same emotions. And a friend of mine who's a behaviorist said, one thing I really like is your dog always seems to be laughing. And I was, really? Do dogs laugh? And she said, oh, all the time. And they experience happiness. And one thing I really like is there was a study that came out last year that showed that dogs had evolved to evoke something called the love hormone in us. And it's the same hormone that a mother experiences when she looks at a child. And it's about bonding, and it's oxytocin. So if you get your dog in the morning and you look in their eyes and they're nice and relaxed, both of you will experience oxytocin, which is why you feel so good when you're stroking a dog and why it's so beautiful to have therapy dogs. There's actually a hormone response. There's a biochemical response to looking at a dog that knows you. And these very clever scientists actually worked out that the level of oxytocin is even higher, much higher, in the person the dog is bonded to. So your dog feels love when you look at it, and you feel love when you look at it.
Do you feel love for Winston?
Uh-huh. As this is a good news podcast, would you mind sharing with us one piece of good news that you've heard in the last week?
Ooh, so I've been speaking to some really clever scientists in the US, and they have developed a really cool probiotic for dogs, which they think can get rid of virtually all itchy skin in dogs. Now, if anybody's seen a dog with itchy skin, it's constantly distressed and it's constantly in pain. And I think that's awesome to think that an animal can live its life without that, just happily focusing on its best dogginess.
That sounds amazing. And how can our listeners find you or find more about you and your adventures on social media?
Well, they can come and check Kismet out and myself at either bellaanddeuke.com, which is the company we work at. I'm the chief nutritional officer and we design the food. She tests it. I design it. She uses special doggy hypnotist eyes to tell me that she wants more or less blueberry extract and maybe a little bit more spirulina. I've just recently set up a little Instagram account for Kismet called Kismet the Water Dog. And we're going to be posting adventures on that as and when they happen.
Oh, amazing. And Bella and Duke does a wide variety of yummy foods and treats for all types of dogs.
Oh, yes. And we're doing some specifically for some breeds and some generically for all breeds, but all of them are packed full of antioxidants. And if anybody wants to join the group, we are determined to be the most welcoming, friendly, dog and cat loving Facebook group around. And no question is too small or too silly. We're here to help.
I love that. I love that. I think that's really good. Our Winston will, I'm sure, be a taste tester at some point. I'm sure Winston will like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the
Thank list. You.
And for answering all our dog-related questions. Obviously, we're big dog fans. Thanks so much for your time.
Likewise. Lovely to meet you all.
How cute was Rowan's dog, guys?
Oh, he was so adorable.
So adorable. Gorgeous, wasn't she?
Yeah, he was. It's like a big, big Winston. Right. On to our weekly round of positive headlines. Cue the music.
I always say that. Cue the music, everybody.
A pack of beagles and bloodhounds have been successfully trained to save lives of rhinos since 2018. Trained to protect wildlife since they were pups, these hounds began their important work at the age of 18 months. Their efforts have helped law enforcement in the region of the Kruger National Park to catch 145 poachers and 53 guns, according to National Geographic.
A lovely golden retriever is showing that dogs aren't just man's best friend, they're also man's best neighbour too.
Absolutely. 71-year-old Rennie Hellman is just one of many people who've had to shield during coronavirus. However, her neighbours of 10 years, Karen, knew that she wanted to do something to help her neighbour without endangering her health. So she came up with a plan to teach her golden retriever Sundance how to deliver groceries to the door. How lovely is that? I love that. Could you imagine having your groceries delivered by a dog? That would be brilliant.
It's also genius because dogs don't carry COVID around.
So. It is genius because dogs can't carry COVID.
And finally, some amazing pooches have been able to be trained to sniff out the smell of coronavirus in a sweat of people that have been infected.
That's right. 8 Belgian Malinois Shepherds have had a near-perfect success rate, correctly guessing an average of 95 samples. This gives hope to a lot of countries to increase the speed at which people could be tested. Thank you so much for listening to this week's last episode of The Good Stuff. Before we go, let's remind you of the higgle of the week. What animal keeps the best time?
Go then.
Ready?
Yeah.
The answer is a watchdog.
That's kind of funny. Now, don't forget to still send us through your positive points of the week. We love to hear your voice notes. You can send it to thegoodstuff@magscreative.co.uk, where we're working our way through them.
We love hearing them. Check out this brilliant voice note. Play the voice notes.
I live in Old Windsor High. I'm Penny. And my good news is that Daddy is going to build a den with me.
And all that's left to say here is have a great day. If you're going back to school soon, good luck. And I hope it is as brilliant as you remember it. And keep a note in all the good stuff in your days.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.